Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome back, folks, to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a lot to get into, folks. It's Monday. Well, don't worry, because at least a 50-50 chance that there's going to be a recession within 2 years. Summers says that. Okay. Don't worry. They're just going to fall apart, you know. We're the government. We're too big to fail. Just rely on us. I'm going to get into Speaking Spirit Ministries, something they did that, thank you. They're not even in my area. I'm in Indiana. They're in Virginia. Yeah. And the WWE superstar, Undertaker, thanks his wife for leading him to Jesus during a Hall of Fame speech. Yeah, we need to get back to Christ. What we need to get back to. I want to get into this because a German man, 60 years old, vaccinated up to 90 times to sell passports to anti-vaxxers. I want to know how he did that, because whenever I've seen him, they ask, what's your name? And then they put your name and they write, you know, did he just like BS his name or something? I don't know. I won't even get it once, and he got it how many times? But a majority of Americans, at least 55%, including Democrats, support Ron DeSantis and his Say No Gay law. About time, you know, I mean, about time we stand up and, you know, you have the right, you know. I kind of, like I posted a thing last night, it's like, I have no problem if you're a guy who thinks he's a girl, but at 14... years old and you think you're a girl and you're a guy. 6 years old, you think you're a girl but you're a guy. You're 18 years old, you think you're a girl but you're a guy. Just wait till you're 40, you're still going to have a prostate exam. Oh yeah. And my producer's writing me, so. Thank you so much. I want to get into so much. I want to get into some Manchester United news and stuff. And Hillary Clinton actually has come out saying that, yeah, we don't want to be governed by extreme GOP. They're not living in reality. But I don't want to get into this, folks. Psalm 27:4. The one thing I ask of the Lord. The one thing I ask of the Lord. The thing I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Really think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And I got to get into this because I was at work and my coworker, she's like, guess what? I'm like, what? Saturday, my husband has to work, so I get up at, I set my alarm, I'm up at 6 o'clock, make him breakfast, we have a little coffee or whatever, and then he goes off to work. The alarm went off, and it was 6 o'clock, and she thought she was late to work. And I'm like, dirty! That happened to me on Sunday. I woke up at like 6:30, and I'm like, holy Lord, oh my, they're going to kill me. I'm late to work, and I thought it was Monday, and it was Sunday. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm late. I got to get to work at 6:30. My alarm didn't go off, and my wife's like, it's okay. It's Sunday. You got church. I couldn't go back to sleep, but nope, can't go back to sleep, so I ended up just, like, lying there. Okay, Pastor, what are we playing today? Look at the cheat sheet. Look at the songs we're playing. I'm like, okay, Man, I still made it through service plan and with the worship, but it was good. I was just about had like a heart attack. Yeah. That was fun. That was fun, though. I will be right back. Just one second, folks. I gotta fix something. I'm back, folks. But guess what? You know, life goes on, and so did I. And if you listen to Psalms 27:4, the Lord, and what he says, the one thing I ask of the Lord, the one thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. I chose that. It was the verse of the day, but I was wanting to find that. I couldn't remember what it was because I'm from Lafayette, Indiana. I'm from Indiana, basically, where the Boilermakers are. And I see this post about Speaking Spirit Ministries, and I follow them now on Facebook. They were in their church in Richmond, Virginia, and they donated $10,000 worth of fuel on Saturday as a polarity of Americans with this high gas price and everything going through the roof. And, hey, we can play the blame game, or we can sit there and do something about it. We can either, well, we need to call an OPEC. We need to, or maybe we can do what we did back in the day. Everyone helped everybody. Hey, I got toilet paper. You need some? There you go. Thank you. No, don't mention it. Then you get a knock on the door because you thought, well, you need more toilet paper? Oh, no, yeah, you got something. Yeah, there was a thing outside on your, yeah, you have one of your vinyl siding. I fixed that for you. It was kind of loose, so I put it back in for you. Well, thank you. No problem, man. You gave me some toilet paper. I helped you out, you know. Everyone, remember that show Barters, where people would sit there and they'd like, the guy would like trade up and he would take, okay, this Grateful Dead album might be worth a lot of money to me. But to him, it's worthless. I'll give him, okay, the item he's getting is more valuable, dollar for dollar. But because this Grateful Dead album means more to me, I will take that Grateful Dead album for the thing that, okay, my Grateful Dead album, he might get $20 for it. Well, the thing he's getting is worth $50, but who cares? Because that means nothing to me. I'd rather have that Grateful Dead album than he can have this. And, you know, and that's what, you know. I want to get into a little bit of history real quick, because back in the day, that's what you did. You bartered and traded. I'll fix your wagon wheel. I'll fix your wagon. You got two wheels that are a problem. I'll do that. Okay, well, I got a question, man. Can you? Yeah, you're a cooper, right? Can you make me a bucket? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I got a bucket. I just need a small bucket, not that big. Cool. I get you a bucket. You fix my wagon wheels. I got two of them that are busted. No problem. And that's what you did. It wasn't about, like... Now people would frown upon it if you go to your buddy's oil change place. Hey, what's up, you? Hey, what's up? I'll give you some mulch. You do my, I'll mulch your front yard. You change my oil and rotate the tires? No problem. It might be more expensive for the mulch, but who cares? I run a mulch business. I'll take some of my mulch and I'll donate it to him and I'll do his yard. And in the end, he'll, there you go. What happened to that? What happened to Americans helping Americans? The Speaking Spirit Ministries is a church out of Richmond, Virginia. They donate $10,000 and forget about the $10,000 in gas. There's probably people out there who learn about, why are you doing this? Why would you just give $10,000 away in free gas? Why not? Why not? This ain't my money. This is God's money. He's letting me use it. This is just a temporary home. My home is in heaven. This is just temporary. Imagine how much this world better off. Remember when 9/11 happened and you saw Muslims helping Jews, helping Christians, how everyone was just there? Everything went away. Everything went away. It didn't matter what race, color, creed you were. Okay, there you go. Everyone helping everyone. What happened? What happened to that? What happened to that? Now you got people, oh, someone's paying for my, No one tells me my kids ain't going without food. No, Someone's paying for these kids. Why don't you do something about that? Get off your butt and earn it. They need to bring back like low-income assistance, like assistance to help you. It's not going to sustain you. You're going to have to work. Okay, you lose the job. You don't have a job. You don't have the benefits. It just helps you get on your feet while you're working. There you go. Not this, how can I? No, they have these programs set up to where, because, I mean, the Democratic Party doesn't need people that are self-sufficient. The Democratic Party, along with most of the Republicans, don't want a country where the people don't have to rely on the government. No, they want you to rely on them. Oh, you got problems? Oh, you ain't making it because of COVID? Don't worry, the government will bail you out. No, why don't the people that have an excess donate and we help each other out as much as we can? Like this church is doing. They're being a blessing to people. Not only are people getting free gas, but there's probably a lot of people that don't know about the Lord that are probably like, well, why would you do this? Why would you just get, wouldn't you be hoarding it? Hoarding God's money? I mean, like when I talked to my pastor one time, I'm like, hey, I just want you to know this ain't our money. This is God's money. He just lets us use it. And if you don't think that way, you know, if the Lord, if I feel led, you know, there's times where like when we donate money to thing and I'm like, okay, how much did we raise? Well, it's not how much we raise. It's what God puts on my heart to donate. And 9 times out of 10, it's more than it should be or less than it should be. I mean, there's times where I'll fill in numbers and I'll be like, for some reason, I didn't put like $60. I put $60.66. Why did I put 66 cents? There is no change. It's a straight even $60. I'm like, there's not, I didn't do that. That was God. There's a reason for that 66 cents. I have seen so many times where people, I need $4,624.32, and they get that exact dollar amount. God blesses them. I've seen people that, and that's one of the things. Hey, this might get a little biblical, what the heck. But there's, you know, so many people, see, Revelation chapter 3 says we open doors and no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He doesn't say what door. So many people, oh, real, man, I prayed to him, he didn't help me. Maybe he opened, maybe it, because this is the door I wanted open. Why didn't you open this door? I wanted this, I. Well, what if that wasn't the door? What if God said, I'm not opening the door for you? It's not about I. What if God had a bigger door to open? Well, I know people that try to open the door and they're like, no, God shut that door. What if God is opening a bigger door, a better door? You know, the old saying, sit back, you know, the old saying, like, someday I'll sit back and laugh at this. Why wait, laugh now? And that's how it, you know, someday you'll understand why this happened and why that happened. I think a lot of life is like parables. You're going through things and you don't really understand. And it's a parable God's trying to teach you. And once you figure out once later, oh, that's why I went through this. Oh, see, there was this big thing I was going to have to go through, but it was all these small things that got me there. I mean, there was times where it was hard to get a job and the economic downturn and everything, and I was at a decent job. And it kept me, you know, while people like, it's like my third job in 4 months, oh, I'm at a decent job. And that's what, you know, and so many people, like, what has the government done for me lately? Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum. Ooh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Democrats, what have you done for me lately? I want my money. Where's my stimulus check? Come on, government, hook me up. Yeah, people are all into the dang stimulus checks until they realized, now look at everything. The price of everything's gone through the roof. Now you have to mortgage your house just to get anything. But don't worry. It's okay, folks. It's all right. Don't worry. We got places like the... Speaking Spirit Ministries that are donating $10,000. They're saying, we're Christians. This ain't our money. It's God's money. We're going to bless people. We're going to get people to God's kingdom. And we're going to do it. We're not waiting on the government. Got high gas prices, go right ahead. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to help people. We're not going to rely on the government. Like Hillary Clinton, she's like, Americans don't want to be governed by extreme GOP, not living in reality. No, we don't want to be governed by the government there is. We want to be able to police ourselves. That's the problem. There is no such thing as customer service anymore. Why? It goes back to the customer's always right. Oh, are they? Really? And people take advantage. Oh, the customer's always right, really? No, the customer's not always right. Yeah, they are. No, they're not. Yeah, they are. No, they're not. I hate that. Because I got into it with some district person. The customer's all okay. Well, yeah, just wait until the customer comes in here at 6 o'clock. You know, open to 8. Well, 6 o'clock, I'm right. We haven't even got anything. Where's my... I want some food. It's 8 o'clock. No, it's not. It's 6 o'clock. We don't open till later. You know, like, especially if you're, like, at a factory or something, like, where you have, like, cafeteria and people can come through all the time. There's stuff in the coolers, but we don't start serving till... No, it's 8 o'clock. No, it's 6. I just got here. I haven't even clocked in yet. When you're late, you're 2 hours late, 6 o'clock. Customer's always right. I mean, Nima Marcus had that thing. I've told you many times. Yeah, I bought these spark plugs for $1,000. Oh, you have to give them... You can't say that they don't have spark plugs because that's arguing with the customer. You can't do that. The customer's always right. And see, we don't want to be governed. We don't want the government controlling us. We want us to be there for each other. The majority of people, like me, want to get back to a time when people help people. Hey, you having struggling? My wife's struggling? Yeah, of course you're going to help out your spouse. But guess what? At the same time, I don't mind a little bit, because you need to have some rule and some structure, but like, I want to go back to the days when my neighbors had my house keys and you can sit there and like, not worry about someone stealing your stuff. Now there's family members, you probably wouldn't want their stuff. A house key, because they'd probably take your stuff. I just want to let you know, it's Speaking Spirit Ministries, it's 4205 Ravenswood Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23222. I'm not filled with them all. I just love what they did and how they want to help out people and give back. Instead of waiting on are we going to have gas cuts? Are we going to have gas tax? Is someone going to, you know, they're not waiting for OPEC to do something or Biden to do something or... No, they're taking it in their own hands and they're giving back to the community. And that's the address, 4205 Ravenswood Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23222. Speaking Spirit Ministries, if you want to send them a check, let them know that, hey, I saw that you guys donated gas. I'm from Montana. I want to help out. I'm from Louisiana. I want to help out. You don't have to be from that state to help out if there's a church doing good. If you see someone that's going above and beyond. But it's okay, folks. someone that, I mean, you got Hakeem Wildebeest over there, Hillary Clinton. Americans don't want to be governed by extreme GOP not living in reality. Okay? I'm tired of people trying to tell me how to live when they're sitting there, and who I want to be governed by, when they're sitting there with private jets, 10 homes, billions of dollars. If I did half the stuff Hillary Clinton did as a U.S. citizen, I'd be thrown in prison 50 times over. I'd be in a jail cell with a guy named Bubba. I'd probably have my butthole stitched up. Excuse my French, but no, her. All right, these Americans don't want to be ruled by radical, extreme GOPs that don't live in reality. They want to be ruled by communist, totalitarian dictators. See, what Americans really want is a Judeo-ideology. And I don't know if it'd be Joe Biden that created everything or whatever, or would it be Barack Obama, or would Hillary Clinton have created it all? Would Hillary Clinton be like the Virgin Mary and Bill Clinton be like Christ? I mean, seriously. Sorry, Hillary, I don't want anybody running my life. I have a constitution. I have a Second Amendment right that guarantees me the right, in my opinion, to carry a gun anywhere. It's okay. I'm Hillary Clinton, and I can tell you what to think because I'm Hillary Clinton. It's like Oprah Winfrey coming out here. You can never, if you're black, just sit down. You'll never be able to make anything of yourself. See, I'm a billionaire. You know, I've got private Learjets and millions of cars and homes and mansions. But you can't accomplish anything. I hate to burst your bubble, but you're not. Yeah, just accept Section 8 housing, and you'll be fine, okay? Sorry there, elites. You don't tell me how to think. There are times that I listen to Rush Limbaugh, I'm like, I don't agree with that. I love you, Rush, but not. I don't agree with that. Sorry. Yeah, you have these Democrats that, like, Barack Obama was the greatest. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, he screwed up. I mean, Trump, he, like I've said before, someone goes, like you agree with everything Trump said, whatever. I'm like, no, I don't. Because, yeah, I liked what he passed as far as executive orders. I didn't like how he did it because guess what? It's only a matter of time before you get a president and they're just passing executive orders you don't agree with. Yes, I'm passing executive order. My name is, I'm the new president. I'm the new dictator. I mean, president. I'm Kamala Harris. And I'm doing an executive order that everyone will get vaccinated or get shot and killed. No. I liked what he passed, just not how he did it. I just wish the conservatives had backbones. Democrats wouldn't have stopped drilling for oil. They want to stop building the wall. In 10 years, when it goes through the court system, good luck. We'll have the wall built by then and maintained. I mean, you got South Carolina women's basketball team refused to take the court during the national anthem. I'm sorry, I would not let that team, I would not let the Gamecocks, I'd be like, they should be disqualified. If you can't come out on the floor and be there and respect the national anthem, bye-bye. Bye-bye. I have no respect for any. I'm so sick and tired of all these people that think that, let me tell you something, folks. If you think you have it bad in this country as a black person or someone of minority, whether you're Asian or Native American, you don't even have a clue. See, that's what I get frustrated when I have a guy, when I have people call in and say, hey, I have family in Russia, and my dad's from Russia, and I'm from Russia, and my daughter's from Russia, or whatever, and we have issues, okay? Oh, that's a lie. Sorry, if there's someone that...
Russia's getting their butt beat.
Sorry, if someone... If I talk to a lady who is in Germany right before Hitler took power, and she says that she saw the same thing going on under Barack Obama, who am I to say she's lying or not?
Right.
I have to believe her. She knows hardly any English. Most of what she speaks is German. She has no affiliation with any part of America. I'm going to believe her. Oh, that's a lie. Oh, I guarantee you. What that is, that's Ted Cruz. That's an actor. He set her up, man. That's all paid. That's not real. Whatever. Whatever. Barack Obama's the greatest thing ever. He's Jesus Christ. Whatever. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. And I hate people like that. When someone says, hey, I don't want to speak about my grandma or my uncle or my dad doesn't want to speak about what's going on in Russia because he fears repercussion for the people that still live there. I have to believe him. They're talking to me. They're contacting me. Well, that's all fake. If it is, it is. But I have to take it at their word. I mean, if you ever watch, listen to the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Remember the rampart where the flag was? Tell us where the flag is. Tell us where the flagpole is. Is it still standing? Yes. Still, yeah, they basically held up that flagpole. And when they got killed, they drug those bodies away and they kept holding up the flagpole because they knew what it meant. Remember 9/11? Talked about a little bit earlier. When everyone, when Jews were helping Muslims, helping Christians, helping Catholics, helping Baptists, it didn't matter. And remember that when, okay, $100,000, I got an American flag. Who wants it? $100,000. You couldn't find an American flag to save your life. Yeah, we're an American flag maker here in Virginia, and we're going around the clock 24/7 to try to get the demand up for the American flags. You could remember those people that were hoarding sanitizer? You could have hoarded American flags and put them on Amazon if they hadn't got like $50 for $10 American flags. Now you got the South Carolina Gamecocks. They didn't come out on the court during the national anthem. I'm sorry. They should have been disqualified automatically. If you're not going to come out, well, the national anthem is racist. Well, show me where in the Constitution where it says anything about white or black. And the same idiot, and I guarantee you, she supports the same party that enslaved her, segregated her, and kept her from voting. I guarantee you she's a Democrat, and she supports the same party that enslaved her, made the Jim Crow laws trying to keep her from voting. I guarantee you. I guarantee you she's a stupid Democrat supporting a party that's trying to run her life and control her, like those people said when Barack Obama was president. Broken homes? Well, yes, we can. Show me a white Tea Party conservative within 50 miles of... You ain't going to find one. I mean, 55% of Americans, including Democrats, agree with Governor Ron DeSantis, don't say gay. Now, we'll say this, just so that you know, because there are some people that like, oh, well, I'm boycotting Disney. Well, then you better not watch ABC News because their parent company that owns them is Disney. Fox News' parent company that owns them is Disney. You need to look who Disney is and what other companies they own and not use those two. Not just Disney. Don't watch Fox anymore. Don't watch ABC, anything on ABC, and go through that. Now if you've already got the DVDs and you already spent the money on it, you're not gonna hurt them because there's a lot of people like, well, Why would you burn Carhartt stuff? They have a vaccine mandate, but if you've already paid for it, they've already made their money. If you don't want to use any of their stuff anymore, then don't buy it. Just like Rush Limbaugh, he had a bunch of Nike stuff and goes, I already bought this stuff. It's not like it's going to... I've already bought this stuff, folks. I'm Rush Limbaugh. I already bought this Nike stuff. It's already been paid for. Yeah, I don't agree with what they stand for now, but how am I going to make a stance if I've already paid for it? It's not like I can hurt them by burning it. They've already got their money from me. No go through. And like I said before, that's what's going to be a hard thing in America. Because let's say you want to work in a kitchen. Well, oh yeah, that's right. Well, there might be seen like in a lot of healthcare kitchens and all kinds of stuff like that. Now you have to be vaccinated. So okay, since they have a vaccine mandate, you have to work in these kitchens. You wonder if like in 5 years. When you hardly ever hear about COVID anymore, are they still going to be, like, pushing that where you have to have the vaccine to work in these facilities? Like, because remember I talked about that? Like, okay, you may like a cafeteria. You may like this or that. Well, okay, well, if you worked for this company, well, oh, I couldn't, no way. Not in a million years would I ever work for that company again. Okay, well, every hospital within 3 hours of you, the kitchen is run by the company. So there goes working for any of those hospitals. Okay, well, let me look into, well, I'd have to go an hour away to find an assisted living community that's not run by that company or this company. And I won't work for either of those two corporations. I'd quit. But that's, you know, since they have this vaccine mandate with, like, healthcare workers and stuff, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, that's gotten rid of a lot of people. But that kind of moves me into this next segment. This is from the Berlin AP, the Associated Press in Berlin. A 60-year-old man allegedly had himself vaccinated against COVID dozens of times in Germany in order to sell forged vaccination cards with real vaccine batch numbers to people not wanting to get vaccinated themselves. A man from Eastern Germany, it's the city of Magdeburg, whose name was not released in line with German privacy policy, because that's why I tried to find his name, but because of German privacy policy, they will not release his name, has said he has received up to 90 COVID shots. And he was going to take the money and sell the cards. And he finally got caught up with, I want to know how he is. What's happened to him? Because I always joked, I've always wanted to find out, like, what pharmacy... Like one of the pharmacies in town and find out what vaccine they have and ask if they have the other ones. Oh, I've already gotten all those. I want to get, like, one of each. Yeah, I've already got all the Pfizer shots, including the booster. And I think it's in Ontario. 12 to 17-year-old kids, they find out that they're less likely to get COVID if they're not boosted as opposed to if they are boosted. But, you know, I would love to know the status of this dude. How in the heck, 90 vaccines? And if he's very healthy or whatever, they'll say, you won't even get one shot, but he's got 90 and he's doing great. I rely on God. That's, you know. But don't worry, folks. At least 50-50 chance that there's going to be a recession within the next 2 years. What I think is going to happen, and this is me, this is my opinion. I'll tell you when I believe there's something that is factual and something that is an opinion. I think this $178,000 house that sold 2 years ago that's now $315,000, I think that's what's going to be the norm. You can have all these people that spent like $400,000 for a house that 2 years ago would have went for $200,000 or $190,000 or whatever, and then you're going to have a crap ton of people. You're going to have millions of Americans that are going to have a mortgage of $400,000, and their house on the market would only sell for like $210,000. So they're going to have more in a mortgage than their house would ever sell for. If you could even give the house away, I have a guy that he would buy it. We finally found the buyer after 4 years. He'll pay $190,000. I paid $410,000. That means if I sell that for that price, I'm still going to have like a $200,000 mortgage. Yipper! That's what's going to happen. You're going to have a crap load of people that are going to have a mortgage that's like double what their house is worth. And they're going to be in a hole. How are you going to get equity? How can you build equity in a house when you owe, when your mortgage costs more than the house is worth? Okay, unless housing prices drastically go up again, you're going to need to come up with about $200,000 just to get your mortgage paid off to the point to where what you owe on the house is what it's worth. And that's my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to. I mean, just like there were 19 shot and one killed during the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago, and I don't think that's ever going to change. So, be right back. Just 1 second. But that's where we're at. We live in a world where, okay, folks, how you doing, folks? You know, I mean, seriously, you see what's going on now in this world? Yes. Good morning, kindergartners. I don't know what I am. I think I'm a refrigerator. I'm not quite sure. That's why I don't know what to. I don't know how. You know, that's why I got a. I went to Spirit Halloween, and they got me a bunch of refrigerator costumes that way I can be a refrigerator every day. And I urge you, because I know you're not who you think you are. I know you can get undressed and get a shower and look at yourself, and you're not who you are. You may have male body parts or female body parts, but that doesn't define who you are. If you want to be a toaster, by God, you need to be a toaster, and I'm gonna push you because I know everyone in here is not what they think they are. Your parents may think you're a girl, but you're not. You're not a girl, whether you're a girl or you're a boy or whatever. But I'm glad I grew up in an age where we didn't have that crap, where kids weren't pushed. Kindergarten, okay, we're gonna teach your kindergarten kids proper condom use. What? I probably was in high school before I even knew what a condom was. Now you got like 6-year-old kids being read stuff from the gay ABCs by some person that doesn't even know what gender they are. What's happened to this world? I love that. I mean, sorry, the Partridge Family bus stopped and I didn't get off or whatever. I don't know. I don't understand this world we live in. I don't understand this world. Well, I need to be who I think I am. And I think I'm a toaster. Does that mean I get to go into kindergarten class? Hello, folks. I'm in Balmo the Clown. That's right, folks. I'm from the Casket Carnival and Cremation Station. I mean, you had people, like Bob and Tom joked about stuff like that, and people went livid. How dare they, the Casket Carnival, oh my. How insensitive. And then you had, there was a guy that was a mortuary officer and he at a funeral home, and he goes, you have no idea how many people come in with no money. I have zero. and try to figure out how that they can, you know, try to bury their loved one with $0. And that was like so controversial. How dare you? Can you believe they had on the air the Casket Carnival and Embalmo the Clown? Well, yeah, now you have kindergartners being taught who knows what by... Hello, folks. I mean, in my day, you had Hugh Hefner come to your school, the parents would have been outraged. Now it's like, my kids were not taught by a transgender person. What's wrong with you? I mean, I can't believe the 180 that's happened in this country. How dare you? How dare me? I don't want to have my nieces and nephews taught by some person that doesn't even know who they are. That's why they're homeschooled, and that's why we got them a bunch of books, and we said, here you go. That's why I try to pour into them the love of Christ and let them know that they're loved and that they're a man and a woman and that there's two genders. Not okay, let me see here. I don't know what I am. Me and my wife, God closed the door for me to have kids and my wife to have kids. But we got nieces and nephews that we pour our hearts into, that we do for. And that's what this country is about, helping others, pouring into. You don't have, maybe that person that's on this waiting for the bus, maybe you're the answer to their prayers. Maybe they need a hug. Maybe they just need someone to talk to. I can bless someone, and it doesn't have to be money. I can sit there and like when we were going back home to Michigan the one time, I get a call and say, Kyle, where are you? Where are you? And I'm like, and just going to see the kids one last time before we left. That was a blessing to them. You know, and when I saw what Speaking Spirit Ministries was doing when they donated $10,000 for the gas at the Wawa gas station in Richmond, Virginia, I'm like, wow. That's why I gave their address out. They're giving back. They're not sitting there saying, yeah, we're a church here and we're wondering what the government's going to do about fixing the gas price and what, you know, are they going to call OPEC? Is Biden? No, we've been blessed with God's money, so we're going to use it to bless others. And get people and let them know about salvation at the same time. They don't have to do that. They don't have to rely on, no, they're doing it the way it used to be, where people relied on each other, not on the government. See, when our forefathers came here, there was no government. They had to start it. They helped each other. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. As you can see, the people of Chicago, especially South Chicago, don't need to rely on Lori Lightfoot to fix what's going on. They need to do it themselves. They need to stand up and say, we're not going to do this anymore. They need to stand up. But most of them can't because they don't want to because, look, I'm getting more money on all these benefits than I am if I'm ever working. See, the Democratic Party, along with a lot of the, with about 95% of the Republicans, they want people dependent on them. Oh, you having issues? Don't worry, we're gonna save you. We're gonna do another stimulus bill. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Why don't Democrats just ask for printing presses in every house, and if they just want something, they can just go print money and get whatever they want? It's just amazing. This is what's going on, folks. Like, I follow Donald Rainwater, and I believe he won that governorship in Indiana. But, like, when we have, if you ever live in, at least in Indiana, look at something. When the primaries are about to happen soon, guess what you'll find out? Oh, you can't vote for a Libertarian. Oh, yeah, that's right. They only have Republican or Democrat you can vote for. And I said that one time. I said, wait a minute, I got a question. I'm a Libertarian. How can I, why can't I vote for my candidates? That's not right. And it's bull crap. If you support Libertarian candidates, you should be able to have the right to vote for them. But, and then some of them like, you take someone like Donald Rainwater, they'll take a conservative in the Republican Party in Indiana as long as, because they'll take Todd Young because they know he'll play ball. He'll say one thing, but when it comes down to it, he'll vote the government way. He'll vote where it's the government way. Instead of him being kind of like Mitch McConnell and all those that, oh yeah, they talk the talk and then oh yeah, he talks tough and then 2 weeks later he's like, you know, he caves. He talks talk, and then 2 weeks later, he caves. You know, it's like the Hillary Clinton stuff. Welcome back to the never-ending 70-year investigation into Hillary Clinton, folks. Hillary Clinton has died 10 years ago, but we're still investigating her, folks. Welcome back to MSNBC. Yes. I know there's only one person viewing, but who cares, folks? We're going to go after Hillary Clinton finally. Yes, we are. Dude, she's dead. I mean, that's how bad this country is. You know, I'm tired of these. And that's, before I get into the Premier League, that's what gets me. This whole... Oh, we got primaries coming up, but if you're a Libertarian and you don't want to vote for these rhinos, you don't have a choice. And then the only Republicans they want in the party are the ones that are gonna, they might talk a good talk, but as soon as they get power, oh, you're gonna fall in line. Oh, we're not actually gonna do what we said we're gonna do. Not sorry, no. No, you can talk all bad you want to, but when it comes down to it, sorry. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, I want to get into some Premier League news and some thoughts about stuff and my opinions on different stuff and what's going on. So thank you so much for tuning in. And the dumpster fire that is Manchester United. Lord help us. What, I want to get into some, let me see here. Yes, I'm loving that because I didn't get a chance to hear the game, but Crystal Palace beat Arsenal 3-0. That helps us. That helps us for sure. Because I think the if we can get fourth place, it's ours to lose, but I don't see us. I see us maybe getting fifth, maybe, but that's about as far as it goes. But we'll see. I don't know. But there's rumor that it's pretty much... The main rumor I've heard is that Ralph Rangnick's like, why aren't you... You need to... Ten Hag should have already been announced. What are you doing? Like, he's looking... There's talk that Ralph Rangnick's probably going to leave come the end of the year because, hey... And why am I going to go up and be a consultant and work with this board of directors if you're not going to listen to me? That's the problem. Get Zinedine Zidane at Manchester United. he's only going to be able to do so much because he's going to have a board that's not going to listen to him. They're not going to get him the players he wants. They're going to get him. They're going to get whatever. They're going to spend $80 million on one player. Well, this is a key signing. Why don't you take that $80 million and divvy it up and get like four players that are equally as good for the same price? Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, this guy's an 8.5. Okay, what if he busts his ankle and whoops, now he's might not ever play again. There's your $80 million. Well, if you get four players that are maybe 6.5s or 7s, guess what? They're going to be decent, and you got four of them, and you can get a CDN. Get two CDNs. Get a right back and get a center back. There you go. Spread your wealth out. Oh, no, we got this Brexit thing where we have to get someone from Britain. Why don't you get – there are some players that are just as good as a Harry Kane for way cheaper. I'm sorry. I'm so, you know, I don't – and to me, I think Ten Hag is the right man. I think he's going to have – you need to – I just hope he can have the balls to say what he – and he needs to find a way to very politely throw the owners and the board under the bus. When they don't give him – when he says, this is what I need, and they're – okay, there are like eight players you can get rid of at Manchester and get them out of there. And that's the thing. There's a lot of talk of, well, since Ralph Rangnick's not the permanent manager, well, okay. Yeah, I'm Ten Hag. Okay, I've been watching you guys play. I've been watching the replay at least. I don't care if he's interim or whoever's in charge. Are you playing for the shirt? I'm so tired of this talk of, well, he's just an interim, so we're not playing, you know, we're not, why try to impress him? Don't you want to be in the Champions League? Don't you want to try to strive to be the best? If you're not playing the best you can to your potential, I would question even having you. I'm like, okay. Yep, no, you're done. Yeah, you're the manager. Okay, yeah, good, because I'm really excited to play for you. You're not going to play on my team, not today. You could have tried to show what you can do with Ralph Rangnick, but since you kind of lollygagged around on that pitch and didn't try your best to bust your butt. Because if he's just an interim manager and you're going to treat him as such and you're not going to sit there and give 100%, no matter who's at the helm, if I'm the manager and something happens and I got to be out for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and you have to have an interim manager take over while I'm recovering, let's say, whatever, and I can't be the manager for 3 weeks, are you not going to try to impress? Are you not going to play to your potential just because I'm not there? No. If you're going to, you need to play to your potential. Period. No matter who's the manager. And I'm so tired of, well, I'm good friends with Pochettino and he needs to be the manager. Everyone, I'm so tired of these, sick of these ex-players that want Pochettino, and what, name one ex-player that's wanted someone that's worked out. To me, they haven't worked out because it's more than, I mean, like I said, get Zidane and there ain't nothing going to change. I'm sorry. He's one of the most successful managers. He's phenomenal, but he's still going to have issues. He's still, because he's only going to take them so far before, oh yeah, that's right. Oh, you're not going to give me the players I want and I need. And okay, bye. that's where we're at, folks. I think Ten Hag's a step in the right direction. We just got to make sure that Ralph Rangnick stays with the board and that they listen to him. I don't know how that's going to happen, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. But that's what I mean, because there's talk that Ralph Rangnick's going to go bye-bye. You know, when you have players that want to leave and you give them your blessing and say, hey, you can be sold, you can go, and the board won't sell them? Sure. Because, see, they're Dutch and they're hoping that he re-signs a new contract. I'd be like, nope. I wouldn't even go to Ralph Rangnick. I'd go to the board and say, yeah, yep, if you think you're going to re-sign me, boom, I'm gone. I'm not, bye-bye. We need to get a manager in here that's going to call the board out for being the crap they are. Because they are. They're junk. They don't care. As long as they're making a profit, they don't care if Old Trafford gets flushed down the toilet and the thing falls apart. They don't care. As long as they got their billions, they don't care about the club. All they care about is their little precious pocketbooks. They don't care. I mean, it's kind of like a running gag where they have, like, rats running on the field and mice. Got about 90 seconds left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, I do think Ten Hag's the right man. Why? I mean, I just don't know. I'm just afraid that they're going to, too late. Because, I mean, Ralph Rangnick's kind of indicated that, like, okay, why haven't you taken Ten Hag? And Ten Hag's come out basically like, hey, this is what he wants to do. Don't get your hopes up. When you get there, you ain't going to have no say, and you're going to be screwed over. Don't worry. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Thank you so much wherever you are around the world, whether you're a United fan. I remember we had some guys where I worked that came through around there from, like, Germany and stuff. And I'm like, what do you think about Lewandowski and this and that? And they're like, huh? They didn't know. They didn't watch football. But I'm like, I thought at least they would understand. Nope. Not today. But anyways, folks, remember, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually put each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, all, and God bless. And don't forget the PayPal if you want to donate. Bye-bye.